the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today, as you all, I'm sure, know, is the Feast of St. Patrick's Day. And much of the entire Western world will celebrate on this day, and especially the Irish. Even many of the cities that have a large Irish population will have parades for St. Patrick's Day. Even Chicago turns an entire river green just for the sake of this day. But how many of those people are actually celebrating to participate in the feast day? How many of those festivities that they have actually honor and remember the great Saint, St. Patrick? St. Patrick was not actually born in Ireland, but was captured, as we might say today, as a wee lad, and brought to Ireland as a slave. And he spent several years there as a child, working under some of the pagans over there, basically as a shepherd. And after receiving a dream one night about him returning to his homeland, he escaped and went down to the dock, got on a ship, and returned back to where he was from. But it wasn't long afterwards that this yearning came back to him, this desire to go back to this land of Ireland and convert all those there. The people there were pagans. They were known as Druids, and they worshipped nature first and foremost, and, you know, had pagan gods, sun god, and, you know, all of that. And he had this overwhelming desire to convert people there. After several years of studies, he was finally ordained a priest and then eventually made a bishop and sent back to Ireland so he could return and preach to them. Now, it's obvious that he was very successful in converting the Irish, but how did it happen? How did he become so successful in that way? Well, it had to do with the many great sacrifices and prayers that he offered up. You know, here are just some of the things that he would do, because he was truly remarkable. He divided his nights into three parts. So every night, first, he'd say the first 100 psalms from Scripture, and while doing so, genuflecting 200 times. It was said that he would genuflect over 300 times a day. So that was the first part of his night. The second part of his night, he would finish the last 50 psalms, except this time he'd stand in cold water with his eyes, his mind, and his arms raised up to heaven through all 50 psalms. And finally, for his third part of the night, if there was any time left over, he'd get a small amount of sleep laying on a hard rock. And this is how every evening passed with St. Patrick. And his just going through the lands of the Druids itself was a major sacrifice. The terrain was very difficult to go across. The weather was a tough climate there. But the people weren't always warm and receptive to his new ideas of this Christian God. In fact, you know, many times attempts were made on his life. One time in particular, he had we would call him a driver today. He was his charioteer. He took care of the chariot and took St. Patrick to where he needed to go. Well, one day, St. Patrick just had this whim, had this desire to hop in and drive himself instead of riding on the passenger side of the chariot. Well, Providence would have it that day, a druid jumped out of the woods and thrust a spear into the passenger, believing it to be St. Patrick, and killing his charioteer instead, because that one day St. Patrick decided to drive. So it was not an easy go for him. But St. Patrick persevered all the less. And he really would try to reach out to those around him to try to get them to understand the principles of the faith. Many of us all know the story of using the shamrock to describe the Trinity, the three leaves in one plant, just like the three persons in one God. The Celtic cross was another idea of reaching out to get the pagans to understand what the Christian God was. You know, the cross had the circle around it. Well, the circle represented the sun, and because that was the chief god of the Druids. And he said that like your sun god supposedly gives you life and health, the true God does this, is what really does that. And that God is Jesus Christ. And that's why we have the cross there. And with that, he also told them about the circle also representing eternity, because there's no beginning and there's no end to it. So it represents eternity, and the only way to get to eternity is through Christ, is through the cross. It was these little tricks that he'd help the Druids to understand the faith, to help them grasp it and make it truly their own. And in the end, he truly was successful. It went from being an island filled with pagans to being known as the Isle of the Saints, all because of the laborious efforts of St. Patrick to get that started. And this is why we celebrate St. Patrick's today. This is why we have the festivities of the day. It's not just because the world tells us to, but there's truly a reason to celebrate. He's a great saint. One last final fun story, if you will, is St. Patrick is so influential that no matter where you go, whatever nationality people are, they always try to claim St. Patrick as their own. I have Italian friends who claim, well, his father was a Roman soldier, and he was technically a Roman citizen, so therefore he was definitely Italian. St. Patrick had to have been Italian, and he just had mercy on you poor Irish people and went off and helped you out. And then the people of Great Britain will say, well, he's from Wales, and, you know, he came over there, so he's really kind of an Englishman, and he came over to Ireland. And I even knew one person from the Middle East. He was Lebanese. And he tried to tell me, oh, well, St. Patrick actually is from the Near East. He's from the Far East, you know, the Middle East, and he came over to England and then over to Ireland afterwards. But he's actually, you know, he was quite tan, and he liked to, you know, eat Mediterranean food, and he was actually from there. And so everybody tries to claim St. Patrick, but it doesn't matter where he was born. He's the patron saint of the Irish because he loved the Irish, and he went there to convert the nation. But in reality, we're all part of the same mystical body of Christ. He's all of our saint. We all can embrace him in that way. We all pray to him for guidance and help. That's the wonderful thing about being Catholic. We're all part of the same church. So, remember this during St. Patrick's Day. Celebrate his feast. Celebrate the life of St. Patrick. Pray to him, and may he shine upon you many graces and special Irish blessings today. So may God bless you all in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.